4, HKX, mobile.
Morning, Patrick. KA3, JCA.
How are y'all this morning?
Actually doing pretty good. We're actually sitting up looking on the internet. Sally's trying to spend her gift cards.
Sally, I hope you're having a good day and enjoying the search.
I am. It's just one problem. I don't have enough gift cards to match what I have in my cart.
Richard can help you out with that. You can just take his.
If you gave her the idea, now she's pestering me for them. She was doing that last night. She knows that I usually give her my cards.
I figured it's just like mine. Gift cards, I usually just give them to the wife. Money, and she takes and does something with it. I'm not quite sure what.
Well, we start shopping between now and New Year's and so forth like that while stuff is on clearance because we try to buy stuff for next year's Christmas.
And is over to Hendersonville to do some of that.
Okay. Oh, did I tell you that the GMRS stuff is online now?
About my GMRS and all that. I've got my license, so I'd been looking into it before I had my ham radio license.
Well, there's three here in Greenville that are up and online that I could not access before, but I noticed that my GMRS had updated its website with all the information, and some of the repeater owners, you have to go in the upper right-hand corner and request access, and I did, and like within 5-10 minutes, I had an approval, so I have the three here in the Greenville area. There's one in Powdersville, one on Caesar's Head, and there's another one over there near Pickens. That's the other one, Pickens. And then I uploaded, requested the one for Hendersonville, and I can actually hit all four of those.
I haven't tried from the house to see if I can hit any of them. Just kind of left that alone once I got my ham ticket. And but I'm pretty sure I can hit the one in Hendersonville or Fletcher. So I might have to check into that. But I did get approval from those where I can use them. I just never have.
3JCA and K4JCA together. Okay. Well, no, that's perfectly because I wish now. I know Sally and Ashley got their ham tickets, but I have a niece that lives up there that if I got to look at the map again because she lives right off the Blue Ridge Parkway and so forth there, just kind of east of Asheville. So I might look at getting her a small 2-watt GMRS radio so she could talk to us.
Good. Especially where it's just so easy to get your license in that where you just got to pay the fee and go on. But now you can run up to 50 watts on GMRS, so that's a nice another little bonus.
No, and there was a YouTube channel that was highlighting three different GMRS radios, and I actually liked the walk song because it wasn't software defined. So the receiver is one of the old Heterodyne type receivers radios, which had a better receiver on it than the other two units did. So that wasn't a bad deal. So I'll have to look at it more, and plus I can either buy a small base station to put in our house and an antenna, you know, just something to stick out because I know she'd be able to hit it.
Should be able to. I hear it. I monitor it occasionally when I'm mobile, and there's quite a bit of traffic on it.
What I'm going to try to do today is I thought about listening to some of that and just see how much traffic it is. I listened the other day on the Great Caesar's Head and the Pickens one, but I didn't hear much traffic on those two.
Well, you've got the frequencies, so you know what they are. But I noticed it more in the afternoons on my ride home than I do any other time. Because when I'm coming through the black hole, I can scan through there and I hear that. So that's when I notice most of the traffic.
Hey, I was going to let you know, this little Bluetooth handheld mic is doing pretty good. I'm on day number 4, and I still have one battery bar left.
Right now? You got just a little bit of a hum on your signal, but, I mean, if you're not listening for it, you wouldn't notice it. I've noticed your signal's a lot sometimes cleaner than that one, so it kind of caught me. But I wouldn't worry about it.
Because of the low, I won't say it's low battery, but I do have one bar. I'm trying to see how this reacts when I lose power. Does it just completely die? And if that's the case, it should switch over to the handheld mic.
Like I said, it isn't anything that's going to bother anybody. Just letting you know it was there.
Appreciate that, sir. So how's the shopping up there in Hendersonville there in for like the holidays? Do they have a decent mall up there or store outlets?
Hendersonville, I'm just going to Walmart and maybe stop by the mall, but not much. Nothing like down there. If you want to do any real shopping, you either got to go over toward Asheville or come down to Greenville.
Had gone up to the Asheville Mall because where Sally's niece lives, it's not far from the mall, probably 10 miles max, but we went there one day, and I just swear, and this was pre-COVID, it just seemed like the whole mall was dead.
Down there, it probably is, and I don't know which mall you went to, if you went to the Asheville Mall or the what used to be the Biltmore Square, and that is now the Biltmore Outlets, I believe. But the Asheville Mall has been dying since I was a teenager. It's just dwindling away slowly.
I'm trying to think of the name of this or this road number. 74, I don't know if that sounds right or not, but it's somewhere over there. It had a food court. And again, the whole mall was open, but it was like the whole store was dead. There were probably maybe 20 shops in it, I think, that were open. Maybe it was just hard times, I don't know. But that was pre-COVID.
At the Hendersonville Mall?
We have to go up to 40 and go over that way to get to her niece's house. And then there's a mall there, like in the upper northeast corner there.
That would have been the Asheville Mall, right there on Tunnel Road. We're not far from where 74 and all that comes back together.
As soon as you said Tunnel Road, that's where it was at, off of Tunnel Road there. But, yeah, we were shocked. So, I mean, even the number of stores in the food court was very limited. So, KA3JCA. I'll let you go there, Patrick. I know you're starting to get spotty, so at least that is on this end. I can hear you getting spotty. But you and your wife have a wonderful day today, and enjoy the day after Christmas together, sir. And Sally and I are going to go back to our internet surfing, KA3JCA.
You and Miss Sally and Ashley have a great day. Good to talk to you this morning, and be safe. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Thank you, Forrest. They are the... Good morning, Richard, and Merry Christmas.
Good morning to you, Mr. Robert. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas yesterday and so forth like that, and enjoyed it with friends and family, KA3JCA.
We did. We had a good time. Kids and grandkids come by. That's what it's all about, no doubt. But we back at work now, so... We on this little boat thing at work with an antenna up on the roof. How's their modulation and everything light over on your end there?
Yeah, just a little bit of white noise, but I can hear you fine. Audio is good, clear, and so forth like that. Just a tiny little bit of noise. Nothing for KA3JCA.
Roger. Yeah, I got the radio here in my office. I run the coax up, out. The antenna's about 50 foot up. But magnetic mount truck ends, that is all it is. But it's hanging sideways. I couldn't put it on top of the roof because it's got a rubber roof. So I had to stick it on sideways. But I guess we're getting out okay with this little handheld.
Sir. Oh, I'm sorry you have to work the day after Christmas.
That's right. The wife, she got off today. Don't go back till tomorrow. But, yeah, well, the plant's closed down, but all the maintenance department's got to be in here all week. You know how that goes on shutdowns. But, yeah. Now, I heard you talking about the GMRS. We're thinking about getting a license for that, the radio. What would be a good radio to get for that? You were talking about the Wolfsan handhelds, or those, you said those pretty good?
Wolfsan handheld and mobile rig both.
Look into that. We're going to have to go ahead and send the FCC some little money and get a license for that before we get the radio, I reckon. We'll go ahead and look at some radios. But we were interested in going and getting that.
Well, when you get home, give me a call. We'll talk about the radios and so forth like that. You can go on to the FCC page, and like if you went home and log into your regular account for your ham radio, and you just apply for an application, and there's a spot for GMRS, and you pay that $35 fee, boom, you'd probably have your call sign back by Wednesday, maybe Thursday at the latest.
I appreciate that info. We'll definitely take care of that. We did get a one of them little DJI Mini 2 drones for Christmas, but we didn't get to play with it. It's too cold outside.
Until this coming week, it's supposed to get back up into the 60s.
Yeah, right. Well, we hope to. We don't get up to like 5 or so. By the time we get home, it won't be long before dark 30, so may have to wait the weekend, but then it's gone for rain this weekend. Hey, Lordy. Richard, they hollered at me on the other radio, the work radio. But good hearing from you, and hope y'all have a good day today. Tell Miss Sally we said hello. KQ4 CRG, we'll be clear on your final.
Robert KA3, JCA clear.